Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a sunny and mild day today. Temperature in the mid-60s tonight, cloudy and not as cold. Temperature around 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 65 to 70. Thursday, partly sunny, 55 to 60. Friday, increasing clouds and showers around 60. We'll get the full details on that forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Sharon residents will offer ideas for spending federal funds. The Sharon Board of Selectmen earlier this month approved a plan to solicit ideas from residents on how the town should allocate the approximately $800,000 in federal funding it's receiving to address the negative impacts of COVID-19. The American Rescue Plan Act Advisory Committee, which was established by the selectmen, conducting a survey of residents and will discuss the results at a community meeting coming up on Wednesday, December 1st at 6:30. That meeting will both be in person at Town Hall and online via Zoom. The town has also mailed an information card to all residents. The survey is available online at SharonCOVIDRecovery.org. For those who prefer to fill it out on paper, printed surveys are available at the Town Hall, the Hotchkiss Library, and at the Post Office. Applications for those who'd like to request assistance are also available online and at those locations. Infrastructure Week is here, and states are preparing massive plans for projects. U.S. Representative Yohanna Hayes from the 5th District summed up the next job for Democrats after finally passing that $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, making sure people in Connecticut and all states know what they are going to get out of the massive federal spending bill. Hayes and other members of the state's all-Democratic congressional delegations were all smiles yesterday ahead of a news conference of the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act at Union Station in Hartford. COVID-19 cases in New York. Cases are surging 12% over the past week, mainly across upstate New York. It continues to see an increase in COVID-19 vaccination rates, but it's also experiencing big jumps in COVID cases in some parts of upstate. COVID cases statewide increased 12% over the past week, fueled by a surge in at least two regions of the upstate. The percentage of positive COVID tests surged to 6.5% in the Finger Lakes on a seven-day average on Saturday and was 6.3% in neighboring Western New York. The increase was a sharp difference compared to downstate, the rate 1.1% in New York City and 1.9% in the Hudson Valley. Data was released on Sunday by the state. Fluff Alpaca has signed a five-year lease. They'll now operate in Great Barrington. A family-owned boutique that makes products from locally sourced alpaca yarn has signed a five-year lease to set up shop in the newly renovated Berkshire Block building at 319 Main Street. Fluff Alpaca will rent 2,000 square feet of the mixed-use building at Main and Bridge Streets. The company makes its products from alpaca yarn sourced from owner Suzanne Werner's farm in Green River Hollow in Hillsdale, New York. Some meetings coming up this week in our area. The Town of Northeast Zoning Review Committee has a meeting set for tonight at 6:30 at the Town Hall. In North Canaan, a monthly meeting of the Board of Selection at 7 p.m. tonight. The Planning and Zoning Commission also meets in North Canaan tonight at 7 p.m. In Hillsdale, there's a Planning Board meeting that is set for 7:30. In Sharon, coming up tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting that is set for 3 o'clock. In Salisbury tomorrow, the Salisbury Historic District Commission meets at 9 o'clock at 5:30. The Planning and Zoning Commission special meeting at 5:30, and the Salisbury Rec Commission meets at 7:30. In Cornwall tomorrow at 5 p.m., the Wastewater Committee has a Zoom meeting. In Kent, the Architectural Review and Board meeting is coming up tomorrow. That is set for 5:30. The Dover Union Free School District is meeting tomorrow from 5 until 6 p.m., and at 6 p.m., the Board of Education meeting will be held. Sharon Hospital is hosting two roundtable discussions, providing open forums for community members to ask questions and provide feedback on the facility's transformative plans. Tuesday, November 9th, 6 to 7:30 at the Sharon Town Hall, and Thursday, November 18th, 4 to 5:30. Those are probably sold out due to COVID regulations. They will be videoed and shown also live. Video will be shown on CATV6 at a later date. In Cornwall on November 10th at 10:30 in the morning, the Cullamore Conservation Commission has a meeting. Sharon on the 10th has their Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 5:30. The Village of Millerton on Wednesday has a meeting of the Planning Board meeting that is set for 7 p.m. In Sheffield on Wednesday at 7 p.m., also the Planning Board meeting. In Cornwall on the 13th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., it's the holiday fair at the United Church of Christ, 8 Bolton Hill Road. And, of course, that is in Cornwall, Connecticut. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by the way, they have a new tapas menu, interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.